Department of Education, we know that all students do their best when they're seen and they're supported. To the many transgender students across the country listening on this Trans Day of Visibility, we in the Biden-Harris administration want you to know that we see you, we support you, and we celebrate you. We also know it's not an easy time to be you. Walking into a classroom should be an act of hope, not an act of bravery. But every day you choose to show up as your true self, you make this world a more brave, more honest, and more free place. In your gift for seeing things as they could be, I see the promise of America. Today, we at the Department of Education want you to know that your school, your community, and your country are better because you're a part of it. You don't just belong here. We need you here. From all of us here at the Department of Education, happy Trans Day of Visibility.
Nothing about Easter. It's all about this perversion. Nothing about Easter. Nothing about the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's all about this perversion. How sick is that? How sick is that? Okay, we got a call?
Yep, we have Sheila from Washington.
Sheila, thank you so much for the call.
Hey, Will, it's Sheila out here in Washington, on Friday.
Yes.
Hey, are you still going to pursue possibly suing Facebook for that, for compensation?
You know what? I think I am. I think I am because I've worked over 90, it was, I guess, over 30 days. I think it was like 40 days because I noticed it happened on the 19th of
February.
Yeah, 19th of February. And now it's April 1st. And it's just up until now. So it's well over 40 days. They kept running me through the ringer. And it was like no protection. And you know the biggest thing is that on my personal Facebook account, I've been paying for this Facebook service to help prevent stuff like this from happening. And it went on 40 days and they did not help me. So I'm still asking people, I'm still going to pursue it. I have to.
Yeah. And also, did you hear about the church in Brooklyn? I went to my Nazarene church here where I live, and all of a sudden I started getting alerts saying that a parish or something had caught fire yesterday.
Really?
In Brooklyn, New York. And I don't know all what happened and everything, but I did get alerts. I think it was through either RSBN or my other accounts. Saying that they had a church fire, and I went online, and it's legit, and it happened close to 10:30 my time. So
I'm wondering, did they know the cause of the fire as of yet? Was it arson, or
they don't know yet.
They haven't said. How convenient, right? How convenient for that to happen. I think with Joe Biden, what he did by basically attacking Christianity, it's empowering these trans Tifa activists to go out and be more violent towards Christians, attack buildings. You know, there was a fire in Poland? They actually burned down a 117-year-old church there.
Yeah. And I was also keeping an eye on Israel's too, because I have on my other phone that I have Rumble on. Sometimes, like the first of the year, it started going off like nuts. They were attacking Israel with the Iron Dome, protecting them. But
yeah,
and then I went online and found out that they were attacking them and trying to annihilate them. And
so tonight, since now that I'm back on my Facebook page, tonight at 7 o'clock, I'm going to do a video talking about the red heifers and what does it mean?
Yeah.
So I will be doing that tonight. Yeah, and I will be live on my Facebook page, and I will be live on my Rumble, on my personal Rumble channel tonight at 7 p.m. That's if you want to tune in to see what the information I have to share on the red heifer?
I'll try. I'm actually at about that time. I'm usually on the bus still.
Okay. So, well, you put your headphones on.
My reception is pretty bad.
Or watch it later. Or you can watch it later.
Yeah. Yeah. But that I was telling my, and I'm also too watching up there in Canada right now. They're battling some things up there. And I told them, I said, this American's behind you guys. What they're doing up there, they're trying to fight. What was it? Something's going on up there. But they have the Freedom Convoy going again up there because, oh, the tax. It was some kind of a tax thing that's going on up there. And so they're battling with that. And so I told them that I, you know, supporting them. And I told them to watch, listen. I tell people, listen to Lauraza Alexander. He's a black rapper. And he's the one that has the Let's Go Brandon song. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know you're talking about.
Joe Biden.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
I tell people, listen to his music because it's, you know, really good. And sadly, he's got blood cancer, sadly.
Oh, wow.
So we need to pray for him. But I wish I could support you, but in my heart, I support you because I know it's a battle. But it I know is. There's supporters that will be out there that will help you financially. And I tell people, I said, you and Jamal are my two guys that I listen to because I don't trust any other news source except you guys because
you know, I greatly appreciate
dig
that.
Dig into stuff.
I really appreciate the stuff that's out there. Yep. Yeah. We try to cover stuff that the mainstream, lamestream government state media refuse to talk about. So, but you know, thank you so much for the call. Thank you so much for the call and have a blessed day.
And I'm Amtrak horn on the phone.
Okay.
Well, awesome. Rumble, that's me.
Thanks, Sheila.
All right. Take care.
All right. Later, guys.
Later. Okay. So let me show you the fire that was in Portland. This was a couple years ago, right? Is this true?
Yeah.
This
was a couple years ago.
It's just a point.
But it was done by a trans person.
This was done by a trans Tifa person.
Yeah.
So let me look at this. Right? Not right. It's terrible. This type of activity should never even happen. Should never even happen. Shouldn't even be the case. But yet, here we are. And this is what it is. It's completely disgusting. Okay, let me share this one with everybody. And we're talking about how they're attacking Christianity. And this is another attack, right? This is another attack on Christianity. They say nothing about, I don't even think Gruesome Newsom has even said, God bless you, God bless America. Has he ever said that?
Ooh, that's a good point.
I don't recall. I'm not saying that he hasn't. But you know what? The demons, they acknowledge God, too. They know God is real.
It's no surprise he's doing this, though. You know why?
But there's no surprise that he's doing this.
He just made California a sanctuary state for trans.
Yes.
Whatever that means.
Yes.
I mean, I guess
it means you can go
there
if you're young. Because actually, it was a time where they were busing children across state lines. So that the children can get mutilated.
Well, they still offer that.
They still offer that.
I'm
just saying.
You can get.
An adult is coercing children to get on a Greyhound bus and across state lines so they can get mutilated. Someone should be going to prison for that. He should be going to prison for that. But listen to this. It's disgusting.
Today on Trans Day of Visibility, we celebrate the trans individuals in our communities and recognize their struggles for recognition and increasingly survival in the face of unfathomable hate which leads them to often feel unsafe or like they don't belong.
And we also celebrate the many contributions that they've made. We've had trans leaders at the forefront of progress in every field imaginable, from STEM to the arts to human rights advocacy to so much more.
All across the country, we're seeing a rise in legal, political, and physical attacks on those in the trans community.
And it's just appalling and unconscionable, this discrimination, and it's gone on for far too long.
Look, at the end of the day, everyone wants and deserves to be respected, connected, and protected. Our trans community deserves no less. So Jen and I wanted to add our voices and our support to the millions of people celebrating today.
I mean, what are these millions of people celebrating? I guess there are millions because there's millions of people that support Joe Biden. But the interesting thing, again, is that I know people who support Joe Biden and they call themselves Christians and they're highly upset about this. But the crazy thing is, they're still going to vote for Joe.
Yeah, they'll forget about it by November.
Yeah, that's why they don't care. That's why they don't care doing this right now, because they're going to forget.
Yeah.
They're going to forget and say, well, that's just Joe. Or, you know, they make up the excuse, too, saying, well, they are here. These people are, you know, they are in the country with us. So we have to, you know, we have to, you know, do for them we can. So let's go to this next phone call.
Yeah, we got Fred from Florida.
You there, Fred?
Hey, I'm here, Will. How you doing?
Oh, man. You know what? I'm doing better. I'm doing better.
Yeah.
And, you know, I give God all the glory. And I want to, you know, I just can't. I'm just excited right now. So what you got? What you got?
Yeah. No, yeah. I like your, you know, your spirit. Believe me, it's needed. We need it. The government is obviously there. It's an evil entity. There's no way we should be putting up with this as Christians. We need militias now and grand juries. All we need to do is rise up. We could give them a dose of their own medicine. First of all, we are living in the days of Elijah. I know you know that.
Yes.
You want to know something? The other night, you might think it's crazy or whatever it is. I've called on God just like the prophets, Jeremiah, Isaiah, David. You call on God to unleash, like, lightnings, earth movements. I mean, the other day, I don't know if you heard us in Florida, I was feeling in my spirit, this evil cannot go on anymore. God, you got to show your sign. We had a storm here in Naples, in Fort Myers area, out in the Gulf of Mexico. And it was unprecedented. It never happened before. I think it was 10 minutes. There was like 4,000 lightning strikes in that 10 minutes.
Wow.
Never happened before like that.
Wow.
So God is showing himself. He ain't going to put up with. There's things that he's using his weather like he did in the past, in Old Testament times. And if we are living, and I know we are, in the days of Elijah, we can call on God and he will be there. He will throw down what he needs to throw and disrupt these people. Like he's been doing it with light. No one's saying anything about it. They think it's a natural phenomenon. Oh, God has always used weather to do what he wants to do.
I agree. I mean, look at Noah. I mean, he flooded the earth. I mean, he has used weather. You are spot on. You are spot on.
Yeah, and I mean, so what we really do, we just got to – we're going to – obviously, we need him to control and get rid of this evil. But he is fighting our battle. He is the Lion of Judah. He is the Lion of Judah. He's going to – they got something coming. They think they're going to get away with what they're doing. He's coming like a lion.
Yes.
The devourer.
Yep, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, hey, Fred, thank you so much for the call.
All right, thank you
so much, sir. Take care.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. When we come back from this break, I want to show you some more of this craziness, how Joe Biden is attacking Christianity and the Democrats are all complicit with it. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
It's about MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history, just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace Challenge today.